Grace, mercy, and peace be especially with the friends, but particularly the family of Arnold Hahn.
Everyone, that this family truly exhibits the cheerfulness of Arnold and Maxine. It was hard to get them to stop chippering before the service began. Dear friends, today is a celebration, and I'd like for us to think about some words that were very personal to the Apostle Paul, who wrote these words to the church at Rome. He said this, "I am not ashamed of the gospel." Those were personal words, and I think those words fit Arnold Hahn very well. And I say that because Arnold was not someone who was ashamed really about anything. If he liked something, he'd tell you about it and point it out. If he didn't like something, he'd point it out and let you know all about it. You didn't have to guess where Arnold was with things. He laid it out there. It was very refreshing. You know this, Julia. I got into the habit of asking Arnold how he was doing on days that he wasn't feeling so well. And maybe many of you did this as well at church or maybe in Blodgett community. I see the St. Clair's here. When I asked that question, "How are you doing, Arnold?" The response was always this. He'd look me straight in the eye and he'd say this, "Well, what you see is what you get." You know what I'm talking about. When Arnold was feeling really well, you'd ask that question, "Arnold, how are you feeling today?" You get the same response. He'd look right in the face and say, "Well, what you see is what you get." You didn't have to guess. No, there was no, he was not ashamed about who he was, about how he felt. He laid it out there for everyone to see. I think that's an incredible virtue that all of us can take a look at and take in for our own hearts as we think about Arnold and the legacy that he leaves behind. Those things that he loved and adored, he was unashamed about it and told the world about it. There are three things that I think from my interactions with Arnold that stuck out that he was completely unashamed about. One was, and I want everyone to know this, one was his devotional life. His devotions were extremely important to him. It wasn't just time in the morning to go through the routine, but I actually think his devotional life governed his thought for the day. And when he had a string of devotions that really he was passionate about, he would say, "Pastor, I want you to read what I've been reading the last week. This is wonderful stuff," he'd say. A second thing that he was unashamed about that was very clear to me was the love for his family and the love that he had for his wife, Maxine. He bragged about his children and his grandchildren as if they were still living in the house, about their achievements and accomplishments, as if they were still living right down the hallway. And of course, he loved his wife, Maxine, unashamedly. When he knew that his time was short and it wouldn't be much longer, I think some of the children know this, the phrase that he said was this, "I think I'm going to go away for a little while and go and find Mom." Mom being a reference to, of course, Maxine. And finally, I do believe Arnold was unashamed of his belief in the gospel. Church was not just a time to come and fill the pew, but it was a time to hear about God's love in Jesus and the gospel. Paul didn't stop there, though, with that phrase. Paul went on. He didn't just stop with, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Paul went on and said this, "For it is the power of God for salvation." Dear friends, those are important words, and I believe Arnold believed them deep down in his heart. And it's important for all of us to hear those words because there may be a sense today as we gather here at Peace, a sense of powerlessness as Arnold has passed. Arnold and Maxine were pillars and a steady influence in many different aspects of this community. And here were some of them. Arnold and Maxine were a steady influence in the Blodgett community. Neighbors would stop by and share how they were feeling. It's going to feel a little different not having Arnold and Maxine there. Arnold and Maxine were steady influences at Dairy Queen on Fridays at noon. I could guarantee you, if you went down Philomath Boulevard and looked over there in the parking lot, there were Arnold and Maxine in their blue car eating Dairy Queen. We'll miss that. And Arnold and Maxine were steady influences, of course, for their children. They talked about how they looked forward to calling you up on Sunday afternoons. I think it was at about the same time every Sunday, is that right? And of course, here at Peace Lutheran Church, the chair in the back, it sits empty. That's where Arnold sat. And also the influence that he had in the fellowship hall as we greeted him each Sunday. There's a sense of powerlessness that we feel today because this steady influence, this pillar in our community, is not with us anymore. But that's why we need to hold on to that promise there of Paul, the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation. Here we feel powerless. There, where Arnold is, and he has been ushered by Jesus, he's experiencing the power of God. Now, I can say that assuredly to you today for one reason, not because I say it, but I want everyone to know this. Jesus' personal philosophy was in 100% agreement with Arnold's. Jesus taught it. What you see in me, you will get. That's what Jesus taught his followers and believers. And what people saw in Jesus was someone who loved God's word and taught it, and then did miracles. But you see, what Jesus did was, he did die, and he was put on the cross. And then what people saw was that he was put into the tomb, and the tomb was closed for 3 days. And then what people saw was the resurrected Christ. Over 500 people saw Jesus. What they saw with Jesus was the movement from death to eternal life. Remember what I said. Jesus' philosophy was exactly like Arnold's. What you see in me, that's what you get. Arnold gets death into eternal life as a follower and believer of Jesus. And that's why today is a celebration. And that's why all of you are happy in some degree, and you're sharing stories today about the influence of Arnold and Maxine. Celebration because Arnold lived 92 years and has left an amazing legacy for a family. Celebrating because Arnold unashamedly believed in the gospel and the power unto salvation through Jesus. But I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. We can celebrate today because that companion by his side, that completed every sentence practically, and that sat right next to him and gave him comfort throughout life, Maxine. She didn't have to wait long to be reunited. You know, the technical definition of a broken heart is this. It is a strong emotional or physical stress or pain that is brought on by great longing. I don't think anyone here would doubt that that played a role in honor Arnold's passing. And you know what? That's 100% okay. Because God, in his perfect timing, brought the power of salvation to Arnold and has brought a sweet reunion with wife Maxine. Who could write it any other way? Wouldn't it be great if all our lives were lived and then we got extended to eternal life in the exact same way? May God grant it for each one of us that we may receive that power only given through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.